Israel ordered the expulsion of Qatar's Al Jazeera Satellite News Network's local offices, escalating tensions in an ongoing feud between the broadcaster and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government.
The extraordinary directive, which mandates confiscating broadcast gear, prohibiting the channel's report dissemination, and blocking its websites, is believed to be unprecedented for Israel in shuttering a foreign news outlet operating within its borders. Joseph Eckerson reporting,
Hamas militants assaulted Israel's primary humanitarian aid crossing into the Gaza Strip, dealing a blow to the fragile ceasefire efforts currently underway.
The attack on Israel's Kerem Shalom crossing resulted in 3 Israeli soldiers killed and several others wounded, with 3 sustaining critical injuries, according to a spokesperson for the Israel Defense Forces. The incident prompted officials to temporarily close the terminal. Benjamin Wright reporting.
As Ukraine commemorated its third Easter amid ongoing conflict, Russia unleashed a barrage of drones concentrated in the nation's eastern regions, injuring more than a dozen civilians, while claiming its troops seized control of a targeted village.
Ukraine's Air Force stated that Russia had launched 24 Shahed drones overnight, of which 23 were successfully intercepted. 6 individuals, including a child, sustained injuries in a drone strike in the eastern Kharkiv region, according to regional governor Oleh Sinihubov. An additional 14 people were wounded in an airstrike on the Kharkiv regional capital later that Sunday afternoon. Liam White reporting.
Mere months shy of a quarter century at the helm of Russia, Vladimir Putin on Tuesday swore an oath on the Constitution, commencing another 6-year presidential term wielding extraordinary authority.
Since assuming the acting presidency on the final day of 1999, Putin has molded Russia into a monolithic entity, crushing political opposition, driving independent journalists out of the country, and promoting an escalating devotion to prudish traditional values that marginalizes segments of society. Chris Anderson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
The New York Police Department has faced criticism for its messaging surrounding student protests sweeping college campuses nationwide as top brass share politically biased posts online.
On Thursday, the NYPD released a joint press release via email with Mayor Eric Adams, outlining that 29% of the 112 individuals arrested at Columbia University and 60% of the 170 people arrested at City College of New York on April 30th were unaffiliated with those institutions. Paul Gomez reporting.
A 14-year-old girl tragically lost her life and 5 other teenagers sustained injuries when gunfire erupted Saturday night outside a house party in Buffalo, New York.
This is a tragic day in the city of Buffalo. 6 young people shot between the ages of 14 to 16 years old. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown stated on his weekly radio show, a 14-year-old girl is dead. A 15-year-old boy is in stable but critical condition. Fortunately, the other 4 children that were wounded will be okay, the mayor added. Kyle Norris reporting.
One individual was killed and 23 others sustained injuries when a bus crashed early Sunday morning on Interstate 95 in northern Maryland, according to police reports.
The bus, carrying 24 passengers, lost control and collided with a guardrail on I-95 in Harford County around 6 a.m., the Maryland State Police stated. One passenger perished at the crash site, while the driver and 22 other passengers were transported to a hospital with injuries. Jim Kender reporting.
Boeing has officially locked out its unionized firefighters in Washington after the firefighters' union failed to reach an agreement with the company following 2.5 months of negotiations, primarily centered around pay disputes.
This marks the first instance in over 4 decades that a group of firefighters has been locked out in the U.S., Boeing added. We have now locked out members of the bargaining unit and fully implemented our contingency plan with highly qualified firefighters performing the work of IAF members, Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.